identify themselves?
Sorry, can you restart?
Sure.
One more.
Be right. We're here for procurement appeal 12-002. I'm Peter C. Perez, the hearing officer for this matter. Would the members of the Office of the Public Auditor identify themselves?
Madeline Marquez, Audit Supervisor.
Derek Hernandez, Procurement Appeal Staff.
Franklin Cooper, Nurse Auditor.
Would appellant state their appearances?
John Day, President, Pacific Data Systems.
John Nexidona, Account Manager, Pacific Data Systems.
And appellee?
Fred Bishihir, Assistant Attorney General, representing Commerce, GSA.
We're here for a pre-hearing conference status hearing. Are there any issues regarding the procurement record, agency report, appellant's comments, or agency rebuttal?
We haven't received the agency rebuttal to date.
Do we have a record of that being filed?
Not yet.
No. I don't know that we will submit one either.
Any other issues as to the procurement record?
No troubles.
We noticed that Apelli submitted two documents with respect to the procurement record, which appear to be confidential and proprietary from one of the other parties to the bidding. And this office has removed those from the record. Is there any objection to that removal?
Do you know is there a page number that it would have fallen into?
There are two documents that are both submitted by Teleguam, and they're dated January 26, 2012. And I think they were lodged by Apelli. Those service quotations. Well, we've removed them from the record, and if the parties wish to make an issue with respect to those documents, they can do so at the motion cutoff date, which we will give to the parties. Are there any other issues regarding the procurement record? Is there any possibility of settlement, or do the parties wish to have a settlement conference?
Maybe, but there are other issues that I want to raise that I'm not sure how it would fit in. There was a question that is raised, is this procurement subject of litigation? The answer is no, not this particular one. But in the request for a remedy, is an award of a larger procurement, sort of say. That one is a matter of Superior Court litigation and representation by attorney Bill Mann. And just because I have an ethical duty not to speak to the opposing counsel client, I want to make sure I put that right off the record, that there is that case. I don't know it right offhand, but perhaps what I'll do is I'll submit it and let the OP decide if they want to move forth in this case, if there isn't a settlement of some sort with regard to these cases.
So this, the litigation case overlaps with the issues in this procurement?
Right. If you look at number one of their issue, PDS issue, services request, it's already been a bid in IFB 064-11. That isn't what we are here with regard to. We're here with regard to a small purchase. That's a protest. But this larger case here, item number one, 64-11, is a matter that's actually before the Superior Court of Bowman and taxpayer lawsuit.
I'm thinking that the way to address that, if you think it's inappropriate for purposes of this appeal, would be for you to file a motion to dismiss that portion of the appeal, or to strike it, and then appellant would have an opportunity to respond.
Okay.
So if I could give you, when I give you the motion cutoff date, and you could address that issue at that time.
Okay.
Would that be acceptable?
I think so.
I would like the parties to submit stipulated facts and stipulated exhibits prior to the formal hearing on this matter. If there are exhibits that are not stipulated to, I ask that they be identified. We propose the following dates, May 22nd at 9 o'clock for the formal hearing. We'll issue an order to this effect in case you miss the dates. A motion cutoff date of May 10th. Filings to be filed by 5 p.m. Oppositions to the motions by May 15th at 5 p.m. Any replies by May 18th at 5 p.m. Sorry, let's make that May 17th by 5 p.m. And then we'll have a hearing on the motions on May 18th at 9 o'clock. And by that May 18th date, I do request that the stipulated facts, the stipulated exhibits be submitted, that the parties submit their witness lists and a and exhibit lists.
Christine, do you have the hearing?
Yes. We'll treat that May 18th date as the motion hearing and like a pretrial conference. And also, if the parties could submit hearing briefs regarding their positions. Are there any other issues regarding this procurement appeal?
No, but you had offered a settlement conference, is that what you called it?
Sorry, say it again.
Settlement conference. What did you offer?
If the parties wish to have a settlement conference, we could try to schedule one.
Yeah, I think so, because a settlement conference may help with all of the issues are similar,
right?
With the exception of number one case. But what I'd like to do is not necessarily consolidate, but some of the issues are going to be the same with the stipulated facts. I'd have to have six different hearings if that's what it goes to.
What I was going to propose was either we consolidate the these appeals, if they can all be consolidated, if the parties agree, or we do one right after the other, starting at 9 o'clock, and have each one trail, and with the record being supplemented with any additional testimony or evidence that the parties may have that's unique to that particular appeal. How do the parties feel about consolidation or
trail? No objection to consolidation. We agree that all these appeals are very, very similar in nature. There are some unique, each one of them may have a few unique facts associated with it, but for the most part, the issues are all interrelated.
And I don't imagine much difference in the stipulating facts. In fact, I expect us to stipulate to almost all the facts. So it won't be too much factual or evidentiary finding should we go forth on the case.
Does that apply to Appeal 12-003, 004, 005, 006, and 009?
Yes.
Because there was an indication that there was one case that might be unique.
From my knowledge, there are some slight differences,
right,
because there are different types of services associated with some of them. But for the most part, the issues, the core issues, are all relatively the same, though there, as you had mentioned, that there might be some additional information that might need to be submitted for a specific appeal. But for the most part, they are pretty much the same.
Okay.
I would agree.
So we'll consolidate the cases.
Yes.
So as to the settlement conference, do the parties wish to have one, or do the parties wish to advise this office if they wish to have one, and we'll schedule one?
I mean, for me, I would like one, because if we could see what the end result that the appellant wants, maybe we can work toward it.
How long do you think it would take for the parties to make that determination?
I was going to ask if we could use this room later and just sit down with John.
Today?
Yeah, I mean.
So, that's fine.
Sure, and we're open to that as well. We always think that's the best way to...
Because if we could narrow the issue down even lower, I mean, maybe just, number one, I imagine, number one listed here is their PDSs, I would imagine, primary issue. And so we just need to address the how, what, when, maybe we can resolve it.
Okay, so maybe we don't need a conference, then the parties would just meet.
I mean, if we could use this room for a little while after, that may be all we need. I haven't had time to speak to John.
Okay, so if the parties reach a settlement, then let us know prior to the upcoming deadlines.
Yes, but otherwise the deadlines are fine with me. And you will be sending the order out?
Yes, we'll issue an order. Oh, here's the, yeah. Do the parties wish to proceed by way of hearing, or do the parties want to submit on the record or on briefs with the record?
We've requested a hearing.
Okay.
And that applies to each case?
Yes.
Okay.
But we agree that if the appeals are consolidated, we think that can all be done in one hearing. It doesn't have to be done individually.
So I would imagine we would start with 02 and say all of them are consolidated, and if there are differences, for example, 03 and 04, we say now with regard to 03, this is the nuance or difference with regard to 03.
Okay.
And how long, if we proceed to formal hearing, how long do parties believe the process will take?
I do not believe long, because I don't know that we would have to call in witnesses in this particular case. The record speaks for itself, really.
We might call one or two witnesses, but I wouldn't think it would take more than a morning.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so are there any other matters regarding 12-002?
No, but for the record, I would like to say that Mr. Pico is here for the acting director for GSA.
Okay. It's noted. There are no other issues regarding 002. Well, is there any objection to proceeding? These have been staggered by half hour time frames. Is there any objection to going forward on the next appeals, and we'll just deal with them on a consolidated basis? Any objection?
No objection.
Okay, so let's call the next cases. Procurement appeals 12-003, 004, 005, 006, and 009. Okay. So for the record, procurement appeal, the hearing on procurement appeal 12-002 has been concluded. And we will now go on a consult.